I got a message last night from my friend Charlie Johnson. It said, I'm going to need the deets on the hummingbirds for tomorrow. I can't wait until then. Good morning, Charlie.
Good morning, Chad.
You can tell by the fact that he's on the show this morning that I made him wait until this morning. Okay, Charles, yes. This is not a drill. Get out your hummingbird feeders. They're coming back.
I will do that. I've been waiting. I wasn't sure when they're coming back, so I need to get them ready. I'll probably do that tonight and get them out there.
Well, this is so random, but there's actually a way that you can track the hummingbird migration, and I saw the big chart, the big Google map the other day with all the hummingbird sightings. They've already been spotted just south of Bowling Green and just south of Paducah.
Yes, I've seen that, and I think like South Carolina, North Carolina area as well.
So I learned some interesting facts about hummingbirds. When they migrate south, they actually spend the winter in Mexico and Central America, which I can't say that I blame them, because that sounds pretty good to me.
Yeah, that's much warmer there, definitely.
But here's the deal. So, like, you and I could fly to Mexico a lot faster than hummingbirds can fly from Mexico to the U.S. they make about 23 miles a day. That's it.
That's still pretty far. You couldn't walk that far if we tried that. We'd get wore out. Yeah,
well, no, we couldn't. And another fun fact. So over the wintertime, like in Mexico and Central America, they will gain tons of weight, like 40% of their body weight, to be able to make the journey back to the tri-state and other parts of North America for the summer. Which, by the way, you know why they come back, right?
No.
We're their breeding ground.
Okay.
So when you put out that bird feeder, just know that you're contributing to the population of hummingbirds.
Well, that's all the more reason to do that. I will definitely make sure I have mine out.
Yeah, so I would think that if they've made their way to Bowling Green and Paducah, I mean, I would say like any day now we're going to see hummingbirds popping up in the tri-state.
Yes, we really should. And I want to say they're the same ones hang around the basic area.
Yeah.
Year after year.
Isn't that crazy, though, that they had that kind of instinct? But that's really true. They do. They find their favorite areas, and that's where they come back to, which is kind of cool. So do you typically have a lot of hummingbirds in your yard?
We have probably four. The most I've seen is four at a time. And they're not friendly. Like, you see the pictures where there's several hummingbirds on the same feeder. It just didn't happen. That's not how it works.
Right. I love when the hummingbird will be at the feeder, and then another one sees it and will dive bomb it like it's in Top Gun to try to get it out of the way so we can have some of the sugar water.
Yeah, or he sits up there on the post and just, he watches both feeders. Like, he'll turn left and turn right and turn left.
Yeah.
And like, you're not, you know, just share. It's not that difficult. I'll put more out.
Well, I hope the news this morning is good news for you, since you were so intrigued by the hummingbird news last night. So they are back.
Oh, absolutely.
In the tri-state, Charles, so it's time to fill up the feeder.
All right, I'm getting them out there today.